Then, to continue with the last part of Al-Aqidah Tahawiyyah, then Imam At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, he continues with what's numbered here as point 220. وَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يُثَبِّتَنَا عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَيَخْتِمْ لَنَا بِهِ آمين. And we ask Allah the Most High to make us firm upon Iman, true faith, and to conclude our lives with it. Ameen. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, this is correct manners towards Allah. That having explained the aqidah, the creed and belief of the people of the sunnah and the jama'ah, he then asked Allah to make him firm upon it. So it is not enough that a person knows the aqidah. It's not enough that the person knows or is acquainted, is aware of the aqidah, the correct creed and belief. I mean, just knowing it, just being aware of it, is not sufficient. He said, because a person of knowledge may slip and err. So a person should not be fooled by his own knowledge. And he should not feel safe and secure from fitan, from trials and tribulations. So does his knowledge equal the knowledge of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam? And he made supplication to Allah, saying, وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayahs 35 and 36. With the explanation that Ibrahim alayhi salam called upon Allah with the supplication saying, and keep me and my children far away from worshipping the idols. O my Lord, they have certainly led many people astray. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so a person should ask Allah for as-salama wal-afiyah. The person should ask Allah for safety and security from evil. Since how many people with knowledge have slipped and deviated away from the religion? How many and how many? فَالْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. So deeds are in accordance with their conclusions.